Hello, my love. Think about which one resonates most with you. The storm, the umbrella, or the puddle. I don't know why I chose those. It just sounded like a great idea at the time. First, a message for the collective. This week opens with a feeling of earned calm. There's a quiet confidence around you right now. You're doing less explaining, less chasing, and you're standing more firmly in who you are. That's wonderful, my love. You may notice that plans you once thought you needed are just no longer urgent. And honestly, that's not delay. That's discernment. You are defining your peace more intentionally, and it's working. Old heartaches and late-night worries lose their grip this week, not because they were never real, but because you've grown past needing them to define you. Sleep improves. Breath deepens. The nervous system finally exhales. Now, for the collective, one small task this week. Choose one thing you no longer need to prove and stop performing it altogether. Let your presence speak. If you chose the storm energy belongs to those who are learning how to stand tall inside uncertainty. You may feel like the future isn't as clearly mapped as you once hoped, but don't mistake that for being lost. This is a week where you need to hold your ground, especially emotionally. You're less willing to accept half-truths, mixed signals, or self-betrayal. There's a noticeable release of old pain here, especially something you've been mentally replaying. The storm doesn't break you. It clears the air. What we're going to look forward to: emotional relief and self-respect clicking into place at the same time. And what we're not going to worry about this week: whether others get it. They don't have to, my love. You get it. I get it. You are amazing. If you chose the umbrella energy is protected growth. You're learning something new. It's about yourself, about power, about leadership, and it doesn't need to be loud. There may be moments this week where your confidence dips or you feel quieter than usual, but don't confuse softness with weakness. You are supported by structure and emotional maturity right now. Someone here is stepping into authority while staying emotionally steady, and that's rare, and it's magnetic. What we're going to look forward to is stability paired with emotional safety. And what we're going to sidestep, self-doubt that whispers you need to be more. Because you don't, my love. If you could feel your energy the way I feel your energy, oh, you'd walk around with the energy of someone whose daddy built the place. If you chose the puddle energy is tender and reflective. Memories surface not to trap you, but to show you how far you've come. There's a gentle reset happening around self-worth, especially where you may have overgiven or abandoned yourself in the past. You're not meant to walk away from everything right now. You're meant to re-enter your life differently. My love, this is less isolation, more curiosity. Healing doesn't require exile this week. It requires presence. What we're going to look forward to: emotional reconnection and grounded hope. What we're not going to worry about this week: needing all the answers immediately. And there you have it, my love. If this resonates, you already know. Your intuition doesn't knock accidentally. And if you want to go deeper this week, private readings are waiting for you at ZadisSociety.com. Stay dry where you need protection. Dance where the rain feels good. And remember, you don't have to rush becoming. You're already arriving. Until next time, bye, my love.